So, check this out. This is about to be one of the most interesting podcasts that I've had to date. I got a fan blowing in the background and I really don't care. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to call up random friends of mine and we're going to ask them to tell us a joke. So I'm going to go through my Rolodex right here and see who I talked to last. Yeah, we're going to call up D-Trip. See, D-Trip ain't here right now, but we got him on the line. So we're going to see how this goes.
Yeah.
Yo, Trip.
What up?
What up, brother? What you doing right now?
Nothing.
Hey, I need you to tell me a joke.
Tell you a joke?
Yeah, tell me a joke.
Man, I don't know nothing funny.
Man, you know some funny shit. Tell me something funny.
I really don't. Like, see, I'm one of them jokers, like, joke on somebody's mom or something like that.
Tell me your mama joke.
Your mom's so old, she got raped by a dinosaur.
Nah, bro, that ain't gonna work. I need something better than that. Come on, man. You can't go out like that, dog. You need something. Give me something better.
Yo, your family's so black. Your family portrait looks like a negative.
All right, we'll give you a little bit on that one. We'll give you, that's just better than the last shit you just said. So, at least I'm gonna give it to you. At least you tried. You know what I'm saying? I got to give you credit for that. So. I can't even be mad at you because you tried and you gave it your best shot. You gave it the old college try, so I got to do it like this. Okay, I got to welcome everybody to the Cuts University Podcast, the only place on the planet where you can get a free degree in common sense. Teach something, learn something, we all win. So right now I got my man D-Trip on the line from Steak Bottles and Building. He ain't with me right now, but we always together, but now he on the line just telling me some corny ass jokes. So I got to run with what I'm working with right now. So, got any other jokes you can tell me before I hang up on you?
Man, D-Trip from the Daily Rip. That's Cuts. I'm Trip. Yeah. And I don't have no jokes.
Hey, man, did you just... you killed it. You just brought in a new show without telling them the new show. Come on, man. Now, go ahead. Do it now.
What's up? Hey, welcome to the Daily Rip. That's Cuts. I'm Trip.
Where we coming from, man? Live from the living room, right?
Live from the living room.
Now,
AKA
since...
the basement, AKA the bathroom, AKA the spare toilet.
Hey, wherever we show up at, that's the motherfucking studio. That's what we do. That's how it rolls. So, I got this beat bumping in the background. I know you hear it.
Yes, sir.
So, I need you to bust a flow right quick.
I can't hear it.
You can hear that damn beat, man. You trying to get your words together?
I'm trying to get my phone charged because I'm only at 5%. So I don't want to just start busting something. All of a sudden, I just go dead.
Oh, man, you're killing me right now. We got to stop the beat on you just for that. This boy said he got to get his phone charger ready.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Come on, man.
Hey. It would be horrible. Cause as soon as you start, it's D-Trip, y'all. Click. Boop. Nothing.
Hey, this is a song just for D-Trip.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that was just
now
for you, man.
Pump your fist like this.
Did you say point? Hey man, I'm finna hang up on you real quick. This dude said, pump your fist. This
Yo,
dude went back to the
like
fucking
this.
Cool G. Nah, that wasn't even Cool G Rap. That wasn't even Cool in the Gang.
Actually, that wasn't cool. That was,
The Sugar BBD. Hill Gang?
Nah, that was BBD.
Pump your fist in the air like this?
Nah, I didn't say I didn't say throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody say, oh, yeah, I didn't say that. And that was at the outset.
Yeah, yeah. We just go keep buzzing you, let you know you got the wrong answer.
And I must say, now, that was Outkast, though.
No, that was not Outkast, bro. So, okay.
That was Outkast.
Okay, dig this.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all the pimp, everybody, let me hear you. Let me say everybody and out say, oh, yeah, you're, that is Outkast. You want to bet on that? 10 push-ups. What's up? You betting or what?
You're getting fucked up, you know that, don't you?
Hey, 10 push-ups. You betting or what?
You don't want that, man.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Trust me, you don't want that.
You're going to see a bad guy like this
again. Hey, man, are you going to bet that or what? Because I'm telling you, that was Outkast.
Now that you said it, I know that it's Outkast. I know that it's Outkast now. But you had to put it in its right context because you were saying some shit that came from 1979, 1981.
No, I said something like this. That's what BBD always says when they play Poison.
Hey, man, call somebody up on your phone and put them in on the conference call. Let's see what they're talking about.
All right, hold on.
I just want to see who's around. While we waiting on Trip to call somebody. I was sitting here going over some things the other day, and I wanted to go to the movies, but I couldn't go to the movies because everything's closed down. Now that I see that AMC 24 is starting to open back up, I'm like, okay, cool. That could possibly work. But then I started thinking about it. I said, man, I wish I could go back in time and I could watch every black exploitation film that was ever created. Let me rephrase that. Not everyone, because some of that shit was garbage, but some of that shit was classic. So we're going to end up doing a podcast on the top 20 blaxploitation movies that have ever come out. You already know you're going to start off with Shaft. That was A1. Then, of course, it's got to be the Mac. And to follow that up, you got to go with Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby in any one of the three great movies. Whether it's Let's Do It Again. You know the second one, right? You don't know the second one? Oh, okay. I'm going to let y'all figure the last two out. Who? Who we got here?
We got my man KB representing from St. Louis.
KB. Did he play ball with us?
No, he went to UT. He ran track at UTC.
What is UTC?
University of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Okay, he would be the first person that I ever talked to that was actually from that school. I've seen the name, but I've never, ever met anybody that went there and played.
KB, you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
So the question, I heard you say something about black exploitation movies.
Black exploitation films, man. The greatest genre of films ever made. And they called it exploitive. And I don't believe that it exploited anybody because it gave everybody jobs, kept actors working. So you said KB, right?
Yes, sir.
KB, what's up, brother? I'm Cuts. I'm one half of that killer duo with my man D Trip. So,
what's happening?
I'm good, brother. On this Sunday, look, this is the Cuts University podcast. So we're doing it remotely. So we're coming live from the living room. We got some new stuff going on today, and it's crystal clear. So just know that it's sounding real dope over here. But I was talking to Trip, so I always start the show off with asking anybody that appears on the show to tell me a joke. So KB, tell me a joke.
Tell you a joke. Why is Derek Nose so big?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a good question. I thought Derek was the carbon copy of Scottie Pippen. Then I said, nah, carbon copy is too close. He looked like Scottie Pippen's third cousin.
The joke's on me now.
Yeah, the joke's on you. Yeah.
Actually, his nose is so big because they utilized him for the Muppet Gonzo character. So it's a crazy image of that guy.
Okay. Hey, y'all lucky my daughter's here. I can't say what I want
to
say.
Oh, wait, now it's time to get them, KB. Get them.
Hey, get that off. Go ahead. Oh, we got any more? Cool, keep going.
Oh, man, that's my man. 100 grand, man. I just had to get it like it was.
Hey, KB, I got to ask you a question, bro. KB, I got to ask you a question. Do you still have all of your hair?
That'd be a negative, sir.
Do you have a cul-de-sac or you got a clean slate?
I got a clean slate.
Okay, talk to D, because D over here fighting the shit.
Oh, no. I got a clean. Okay. Get that off. All I'm saying is get that off, because you know when I start. When I start, I ain't going to finish. Get that off.
No doubt.
See, I gotta get it in right now, because nine times out of ten I'm over at D's house and he got the family with him.
So
the kids are very demanding.
So
KB, what do you do, man? What do you do for a living? What's your hustle?
What I do for a living. I beat up juveniles. No, I'm actually
I used to do that shit too.
I'm a juvenile program manager and a field training officer for the Department of Juvenile Justice here in Georgia.
So get out of here, man.
Yeah, I supervise probation officers.
That's wonderful. And here I am with a nonprofit for at-risk and disadvantaged youth. If they fuck around, they'll end up in Georgia and be working with you.
Yeah, man. It keeps me busy. Believe that.
Oh, man. So how long have you been doing that, man?
Man, I'm talking probably about a good 10-plus years within the department, but a good 15 just working with disadvantaged and troubled youth, shall I state.
Hey, man, I got to give you a big round of applause for that.
I appreciate that.
That's very commendable. You know what I'm saying? See, Derek over here share porno movies for a living. So, you know, it's cool. It's just different. You know, it don't really affect change.
You got a part-time job as an actor in gay movies.
Oh, we going to go the gay movie route, man? Really? Really? Come on, bro. My hands ain't moving fast enough to hit you with nothing, man.
Coming soon to Porn Flicks. DJ Cut starring in Which Way Is Up? Wow.
Got it. Wow. Not Which Way Is Up.
That boy hit
not
me with the Blaxploitation film of Which Way Is Up. Okay.
Speaking of that, I'm trying to find it. The other day, I came across something. Tripp, I don't know if I sent it to you, but I was just like, because you were talking about, yes, sir, there it is. Because I had saw something the other day, and since you were talking about black exploitation and keeping people employed, you can Google it. It says, gay niggas from outer space, 1992 black exploitation short film. Are you serious?
What the? That's a real fucking movie?
If Google it right now. I kid you not. I saw it the other day, and it's interesting that I got this call that you all were talking about. Google it. Gay niggas from outer space.
Ain't nobody black got time for that.
Come on, man. Come on.
I need answers. Because it looks like, because you were talking about that, it employs everybody, so I guess gay exploitations matter too.
Gay
niggas from outer space.
Oh my God. Yo, he's not lying.
Oh, you looked it up? This dude looked it up. Oh my God. Oh my God.
The reason why you got to look it up, because when you call yourself a thorough expert on things, you have to have that knowledge. And so when I spit it to you, I kid you not, gay niggas from outer space.
Come on, bro.
Black exploitation 19.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Now, I gotta call my brother TCN on this. He don't even know that I'm calling. But I gotta see if we can merge this call, because this is crazy. I hope they realize that they on hold right now, but I gotta see if this boy gonna pick up the phone. Come on, T, answer the phone, man.
NSA, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro? You okay?
Hold on, everybody.
I had to chime.
Whoa.
TC, hold on, T. Hold on, bro. I'm finna introduce everybody. Hey, y'all, I had to, since we talking about blaxploitation films, TC, I got D-Trip on the line, and I got D-Trip homeboy KB. KB finna be my homeboy. We finna cut D-Trip out. But right now on the line, my little brother TC is on the phone. TC.
Yes. What it do?
What it do? Everybody.
What's happening, hey, brother?
T.
Nice. You know, living the dream right now, as of today.
As of today, already. We gonna get into that. But this is what I want to do. Hey, we were sitting here talking about blaxploitation films and the fact that they kept a lot of black people employed. So KB said, well, speaking of that, he found this blaxploitation film, and I want to see what your reaction is to this movie. Go ahead, KB.
It's called Gay Niggas from Outer Space, 1992. Black exploitation.
Oh, like, my God.
Everybody employed. Gay.
Gay niggas in outer space, nigga. Well, come on, man.
He said 92.
In 92?
It was, yeah, 92.
92. Gay niggas from outer space.
Really, nigga?
Gay niggas from outer space.
Wait a minute, it got the ER, not the A?
It got the ERS. ERS.
Okay. Not okay. Niggas. Niggers.
So
out of space.
Okay.
Now, what do you think about that, T?
I got a couple questions.
First of all, I got to know why KB looked that fucking movie up.
Let me clear the air. First of all,
okay,
I didn't look shit up. Okay, I didn't look the damn thing up. Okay, and the way I operate is to live here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's the gay capital, right?
Hey. I don't know the stats on the gay capital, but I know it's a gay hub.
Oh, that was a billboard. That was a billboard.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And guess what? Y'all gonna laugh. It says that it is a parody of a science fiction movie.
Hey, now, just so you have context, T, Derek went and backed old KB and looked it up for real. He wanted to add it to his favorites.
Time out. First of all, you can't say any movie talk about gay niggas in outer space or any kind of movie like that and then say somebody backdoored somebody. Because that could be taken out of context completely. So let's rephrase that, my brother.
Oh, shots fired.
The rap song say this ass is exit only. So that shit all exit.
Yeah. Hey.
Wow.
Me and my coworkers be talking about that, dog. We don't do no pinkies or nothing, bro. Don't even be messing with my tank.
Hey, hold up, man. College is a college. Everybody, I think everybody on this line has been to college in some way or another. College is an experimental period, so what you call the taint? That's the tender meat.
Something you don't experiment with.
Yeah, exactly. You're saying it's experimental period.
You sound like a Martin show when the water was dripping all over your arm. Experiment, bro. What do you mean? Experiment, bro. What do you mean? Experiment. No, sir. Bro, what you mean by experiment, bro? Y'all taking this completely in the wrong way.
Hold on, time out.
Can I say something real quick? Okay, now, cuz, you cannot say this. See, you keep saying shit that just be like, wait a minute, man. First of all, you can't say something that says, talking about gay niggas from outer space, number one. Then after that, all of a sudden, just come up with a conversation, talk about, well, you know, experimenting and stuff. Nah, that's still tied into what we was just talking about. Ain't nobody experimenting that.
Ain't nobody got time for
that.
That's
the thing, though. That's what I'm saying. You got to clarify what
I was about to clarify it before everybody started chiming the fuck in. Experimentation meaning girls touching the taint, touching the tender meat, sticking their tongue in it, doing what they do, trying to figure the shit out. Oh, man, I'm certified freak. I'm a freak of the industry, dog.
What were you trying to figure out, though?
What were you trying to figure out?
When you're swinging left real hard, you got to, you know, we sensitive, Matt, when you get to a subject matter. So you got to bring the point really, really quick.
Okay.
Because you got to tell me what you was trying to figure out. You said you got to figure it out. Like, what you was trying to figure out, though?
Whether or not I like my tender meat caressed.
But here's the thing, though, bro. I'm not one to judge you. If you like your tender meat caressed, or you like your salad tossed with honey and ketchup, that's fine.
No honey, no ketchup, grape jelly. You know, it'll suffice.
But you can't say gay niggas from outer space and then all of a sudden she's going straight in the.
He was bringing up gay niggas in outer space, and I was about to bring in the movie Let's Do It Again. That would have been real suspect.
That's what I'm talking about.
He ran and started talking about experimentation and shit.
Hold on. My brother got like 3 degrees, bro. Now, so I'm taking his words technically. I'm taking his words as what they're supposed to be.
Listen.
You're saying right now, you just said 3 things that's making me question you right now, bro. You brought up the gay niggas in my space, and then you start talking about experimentation. That's what college for. Experimentation is what college is for. And now you just said you was going to bring up, let's do it again. Let's do it again after that.
Hey, listen, this is the problem when you get this many people on the phone. You never get it in. It's like a text message. Derek might send me a text message. And he might ask me 5 different things, but I'm answering the first thing in the order.
I know where you're going with this. This ain't what that is.
Okay. It's called transitions. You have to transition from one topic to the next topic, and then you move forward. You can't just jump from one topic to the next topic without the transition, especially if you're talking about one topic.
I'll give you an example of that. It's kind of like the movie House Party, when everybody was dancing with it.
You're wrong.
Somebody got to say, swag, then you have to transition.
Right.
Right. You don't get to just switch.
Hey,
don't
dog.
Get no transition.
I'm on such a higher intellectual plane that I thought y'all transitioned with me.
I'm confused again, though, because now we're talking about switching.
I was talking about the transition, meaning switching topics.
Topics. Can I provide
some insight and gave him an example of what that switch transition to topics would look like?
Got it.
So what I said was, like when everybody was dancing with those girls in House Party, they said switch, they moved on to the next girl.
Wait a minute, obviously y'all didn't hear me when I had said girls in that equation.
But you said you was experimenting with your tank, though.
No, see, you took it out of context. You obviously didn't hear the word girls in that equation. You just automatically see. That's what happened when so many people are talking at the same time.
Can I ask the court a question?
A quarter question.
KB, did you hear him say anything about girls when he said experiment?
I'm definitely a negative, sir.
But what's your name again, my brother?
Anthony. That's me. That's little brother Tony. Yeah.
Okay. So Tony, I got to ask you this. So now, Tony, when you heard him when he asked about experimentation, did you hear him say anything about girls?
Not when he came to experimentation. But I got another burnt off question now. When you brought up girls, okay, let's just say you did bring up girls when you were talking about experimentation. Were you experimenting with girls because you was taking a break from something else?
Oh, nigga, you gonna hit me?
I'm trying to figure this out. I'm getting real.
You gonna do me like that too?
I'm getting confused because
hey, hold up.
I don't know.
How did y'all get off trip and then start fucking with me?
Because it works in circles, bro. Everybody gets it.
You see? See, that sound kind of real suspect, my nigga. That there right there sounded real suspect.
That is
now
get on me.
See, now we gotta ask D why he has that connotation of getting on and off of somebody of the male persuasion.
Hey, I guess I'll have to end and begin all phrases with no homo now on.
Or pause. Just pause. Yeah, see Tony, you don't want to offend anyone, so you gotta say pause.
True that.
But listen, I will
gotta have a better transition.
I'm glad that you did not say it. You did not do it like Trump and say, wait a minute, I am the least gayest in the room. You know, I'm not doing it like that. Because I would be like, pause. Because I'm not gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with gay people. We just, okay.
For clarification, there is nothing wrong with gay people. If you feel like being gay, then if you were born that way, or if you choose to be that way, that is your choice, and we respectfully support you.
That's just a disclaimer.
Yeah, like my man said, it ain't nothing but comedy. So yeah, you can be who you are, and that's what you choose to be. That is fine.
Oh, we have family members.
I'm just saying,
we have family
clarification, and you were trying to figure out if you wanted to come out, and if you were gonna say, I'm the least gayest in the room. I just want to make it clear that there's no least to me. There's none to me.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't want to be compared. And that's a choice that I don't want to be compared. I ain't hating on you, but I choose not to be gay.
Right.
Hey, see, that's that man. See, there you go. Now you know where he stands. But now, Chris, on the other hand,
Tony,
don't forget about this enemy too.
I got something for all y'all.
Don't you do it?
I don't want it. I just told you there is no one to. I don't want it.
Pause,
no,
niggas.
No, we don't want it. Hey, Chris, you keep your tendency to yourself, brother. We don't want it.
Really. Oh,
I can speak on behalf of the three gentlemen that's here on the phone with you, Mr. Cut, Mr. Chris. We do not want your tender meat. And
get off of my tender meat, dog. Just get off of my tender meat.
There you go again. There you go again. We don't want to be on your tender meat. Matter of fact, we don't even want to see your tender meat. We don't want to talk about your tender meat.
Oh. Yeah,
why did you bring up your tender meat?
Tenderoni. I'm cutting that out. I'm taking that out the rotation.
Now, brother, why did you bring up your tender meat?
And why is your meat tender?
Your meat tender too. It should be, unless it's been worked out to the point where it's tough.
All right, just
hey, let me get clarification.
Tender meat.
Hold on.
I want to clarify something to the listeners that as they're talking about tender meat, I like to. I'm a grill master, so if I never speaking of tender meat, I'm talking about these ribs I'm sitting on this grill. So I want to be clear about tender meat.
Yeah.
Now, let me give a clarification to this. He's the grill master. Okay, cool. Now, every guy supposed to or does or should have what we call the tender meat. We either call it the tender meat, the geesh, or that little area between your balls and your ass. That little piece
your taint
right there. Now, have you ever had your taint licked, kissed, caressed.
I'm uncomfortable in this conversation. I think what has happened here is it's going to be a really, really bad winter. Get really big, get really small. I'm not sure.
What is getting big and small over there, man? I don't even know where you're going with this.
Is that Tripp? Is that Tripp that said that?
No, that was KB.
This is Tripp right here.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay,
the wordplay is beyond crosswords to me right now. So I choose not to participate in the things that you're speaking of on those comparisons of things. No.
I think this made me think of
Living Color when he was just like TikTok and all. No. Bacon, no. I don't want
to
do that.
Nah. You got to relax, brother. You got to open your mind up to different topics, man. The way you're acting right now making me feel like you was experimenting in college, too.
You kind of got real defensive over there, right?
I don't have to open my mind to anything. I can choose not to open my mind to anything. See, now I'm kind of questioning because you keep talking about some opening, so open up your mind. That's what you do that Martin, that the water all over your body. Hold on now. Open your mind.
The wordplay is horrible right now.
I understand that. Wait. Open up your mind.
Opening up what?
Open up your mind. No. He was real cool with it.
Okay.
I want you to open up your mind. No, man. You know what I'm saying? No.
Hey, this is the thing Mr. White would say to me with his 3 degrees, man. You know, your 3 degrees.
No, I would say something more like, expand your mind, bruh.
Are you prepared for an untimely event that may put your family at risk? Is your family financially protected if you are no longer with them? If something was to happen to you, would your assets go into probate? These and many other risk factors can financially devastate a family upon the death of a loved one. Don't be one of the many Americans that don't have affordable life insurance, asset protection, or retirement options. Contact Next Right Financial Services, and we'll advise a plan that's best for you and your family, securing your family's legacy. We work directly with many life insurance, annuity, and trust companies, and will broker the absolute best price and policy for you. Contact us today at NWFSFL.com or call 850-716-5497. That's 850-716-5497. Next Right Financial Services, helping secure your future. We look forward to speaking with you.
Think outside the box. So,
outside the box.
Hey, listen.
There you go again. Cut you outside the box.
I'm always inside the box. Don't get it twisted, bro. Oh my God! Listen. Calm down, everybody. Hey man, everybody, calm down. Just calm down. Calm down for a second. Hold on.
Did we get off topic?
No. We gonna restart this. So. We're going to let this music come in so it can soothe the common beast. And then we're going to transition to a whole different conversation over here, okay? Because the Cubs University podcast ain't about all of this foolery right here. This type of foolery.
I've been knowing your brother for 26 years.
And that's some shit.
I ain't met you?
No, but I talked about him. He the one that I went to Tennessee with.
Ah, gotcha.
So, yeah, that's that, bro. And he ain't even from Tennessee. He from fucking New Jersey.
What the hell?
And check this out. He live in Houston, and he's kind of a halfway Dallas fan.
Oh, hell no. No. See, now, KB is a Dallas fan.
Oh, hell no. We got to get KB off the phone right now.
And I am very much not. I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'm sorry.
Well, before you did this,
you're a Jets fan.
I'm an Eagles fan.
You have to get my phone. So, and who are you with? I'm sorry, just for clarification purposes.
I'm a Houston Texan.
See, I knew that.
See, that's the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer.
I knew goddamn COVID meant something.
Wait a minute. Hold up, KB. You in Georgia. You supposed to be a fucking Falcons fan, and they terrible. But you a Cowboys fan, and they worse.
Bruh.
Huh.
Ooh.
Okay. Mr. Houston, Texas, may I ask you something?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Yes, you may.
Okay, all right. Okay, so if Dallas is terrible, okay?
Right.
Tell me exactly what the Texans are.
Well...
Because I'm looking at their record too. But
yeah, that just means we on par with one another. We just happen to have the same quarterback from last year to this year.
I'll take that for now. But I'm just gonna say it's just overall you just not.
There's a difference between the terribleness of the Texans and the terribleness of the Cowboys.
Elaborate.
The Cowboys is like a dumpster fire. And the Texans is like a bunch of losers.
Oh, come on, bro!
A bunch of losers.
Come on, man. That's a wrong answer, T. Come on, man. What the fuck? Come on, man. You got it. Let me, as a side note, my brother lives in Kansas, so I gotta predate that by saying he's in Kansas. Let me put that in context.
That's real, dog. Like you know what I'm saying. I've seen all of the debauchery. You know,
Don't we start bringing up the old debauchery shit about the last conversation?
Hey, I'm just saying.
He said a bunch of losers.
He said he said it real calm. A bunch of losers.
I mean, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Like, I mean,
y'all watched that. Y'all watched the game today. They was getting roasted.
It was like Devontae Adams was up and down the field. On, I think he had something like 13 catches for 189 yards or something like that.
Really, nigga.
I'm like, hey, 36 fantasy points.
Oh my god!
It was career high. Career high. Man, he broke records on these boys.
You killing me right now, T. You're not really backing up. You're not really backing up the shit at all.
I'm a Deshaun Watson fan, but they about to trade Will Fuller.
They gonna trade JJ Watt.
Nah, they can't trade. What they gonna get for JJ Watt? Fourth round pick.
We don't have no picks going into the next draft.
They ain't got no first or second round.
Just because your GM and your coach, who's the same person, was an idiot.
Yes, most definitely.
Traded your best receiver, you probably your second best receiver in franchise history, for an injured running back.
You're right about that, and
you swap fourth round picks.
Yeah,
you're right.
Then didn't even get a running back more than 15 carries when he was coaching.
This is true. But let's get back on these Cowboys, because don't nobody like the Cowboys at all. Nobody on his phone.
Hey, there you go,
getting
back on shit.
Hey, hold on. You kind of infatuated with this on and off and big and small and expansion.
I expect this on and off shit from a bunch of damn Houston losers. I got it.
He going fed today, ain't he? Oh my god! Oh man, he killing me.
Got it.
Oh.
So what I'm saying to you, since you want to talk, listen. I just want you to be legit, okay? I understand being a fan. I got it. I understand. It's okay to be a fan.
Right,
but you gotta also accept that you don't get to sit at the same table. I'm putting you at the kiddie table.
Oh,
you like an expansion team?
Oh my god!
He's shooting slugs, ain't he? Oh my god! Come on, bro.
You know, I like Deshaun Watson, but I agree with my man Tripp. But you just like you have to be real with your team. Like I have an asshole for an owner.
And we had terrible coaching and GM.
You and GM, but you have a dumbass coach, a dumbass GM,
No, not now. We just dealing with the after effects of that.
Right, but what I'm saying was the trade never made sense that you did. There was no way in hell.
No, we know that.
You got rid of the child. You got nothing for him.
Let me interject for a second. Not just that trade.
You meant DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, but I'm saying not just that trade though. Go to the Clowney trade. Go to that the tackle that we sent to
Dwayne Thomas.
Yeah.
What it boils down to is that the Texans don't want to pay people.
Right.
And therefore they will be perennial losers until they start breaking the number one, they start paying people. Hey. And number two, this quote unquote, you know, they want to have. Like, I remember, what was it, when Bob McNair was still alive.
Yeah, when you say you can't have the convicts.
Certain people.
Yeah, can't have the convicts running the yard.
Exactly. Yeah. When he said that, but see, y'all need a couple of thugs on your team.
Yeah.
Well, Dallas got all the motherfucking thugs. Hey, listen.
Then the run could get better.
Dallas got all the thugs, and they still losing. I think half the D-line was DUI and domestic violence charges.
We don't have those
right.
Same thugs. And to be clear, when we had those thugs that you're making references, we were at our best. Like Trent said, you might need you to get you some Cole Smithing, Hall Hunters, and House Hunters to help your squad.
Oh man!
Yeah, the Nate Newman with the 800 pounds.
No disrespect to the relationship.
Old man from the.
But I mean, you need something different, you know. You need something different down there, like that. You need some thugs in your life. Ain't that a song?
Hey, I was just about to say something, but I know that shit was going to be taken completely out of context. So I'm not going to say.
You know that's you. That is your own now. So go ahead and do it.
You actually thought about it first, huh?
Because I was just going to say, let's get off these Cowboys. Mm, but to see that sounds so suspect, but Zeke Elliott would probably be like, why you getting off of us? We could stay here all day.
Man, hey, Tyler Lockett just made one of the greatest catches of all time.
Hey, man.
Tyler Lockett just made.
I was watching these boys.
That's a good catch right there.
Hey man, but check this out. We was talking about the top 20 blaxploitation flicks ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And I started off, you have to start it off with Shaft, because that was the beginning. But before Shaft, what's his name? Cuba Gooding Sr. had made a movie. But all these movies that came out. So I was at Uptown Saturday Night and Let's Do It Again, right?
Go ahead.
Okay. And then Shaft, that's three. Shaft, Across 110th Street, The Mac.
Okay.
Should I continue? Bingo Long and the Traveling All Stars. Coffee.
What about Cornbread
Earl and Me?
Cornbread
Earl and Me. Y'all can chime in anytime y'all feel like it.
Is that really considered black exploitation, though?
No, they only called it black exploitation because they said that they was exploiting black talent. You know, that wasn't our phrasing of what these movies were. But
that's what
stuck.
Like black on black crime.
Yeah,
that's
that
only,
ain't that ain't
only, we only race that has a stat like that.
Exactly. So, you know,
I feel you.
We got to read around the topic. You know, I get it. So I like see what you're doing.
When I think about it, I'm thinking Foxy Brown. You know.
You're thinking about big ass titties just falling out for no reason.
Black ass
flirtation. Well, that's the reason they fall out.
Because that's like the old Dolomite movies. But technically, even though he ran it and paid for the movies, but those were all exploitation movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they're not. Hey, listen, I watched this movie the other day. It was called Monkey Hustle with Yappet Cotto Brown. You ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah, the Monkey Hustle.
And there's a little dude on there that looked just like T.I. with a big-ass afro. It's called Monkey Hustle. Look, I said, I wonder what happened to this little kid, man. The greatest blaxploitation movie ever made, though, hands down, and it fucked up my life, it's called Coolie High. See, Coolie High had something on there that a lot of these other movies didn't have. It's like they had the first light-skinned girl to ever be shown on national television on Coolie High. And I said, I got to get one of those.
What was her name?
Say it again.
What was her name?
Sandra in the movie.
And it, you know, it's a sad, I got a sad story about that because, you know, she died shortly after she was in that movie.
No. They did a documentary on BET, and they said she was alive, but she did pass away. But this was like
she passed away. She passed away. I mean,
yeah, it was like 4 or 5 years ago,
right after the movie. But she did pass away.
Now, do y'all have any blaxploitation movies in your repertoire that had a significant impact on your life? Coolie High was that for me, because when they killed Cochise, I was in my feelings. I wasn't crying and shit, but my eyes were sweating a little bit, and I was trying to figure out why they did Cochise like that, because that was my man. And then Preach read that poem, and I was like, gone, dog. I was gone. Like, hey, calm down, man. It's going to be all right, Chris. I was talking to myself in third person and shit. You going to be all right? I'm man enough to admit that, because I had, Cochise meant a lot, man. Cochise got a scholarship to Grambling, dog.
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, I agree with you. It was a bit touching, and so therefore, because later on in life, I kind of compared that when Ricky got shot in Boys in the Hood.
That's
comparable.
Exactly.
That's very comparable.
I feel you on that, I got you on that.
Man, I just knew when they said, hey, man, let's split up. You go that way. Them fools ain't going to be able to take both of us. I was like, why you doing that, Ricky? Man, you know, then the music came on. I'm like,
shit. Yeah, I knew that. I said, Ricky, dog.
Oh, man. I was like, hell yeah.
When Ricky wasn't paying attention and he started messing with the lottery tickets,
Bruh.
I was like, how the hell you from Compton like that and you don't think these niggas is not real?
Well, you know they looking for you too. That's the thing. You just ran from them fools. Like, why you ain't on your P's and Q's the whole time? Like,
right. You messing with lottery tickets.
Right. And that's the problem with the movie.
And drinking milk from a carton. Come on, man.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm drinking milk in the summertime, too, man. Come on.
Look, after you've been running.
Milk was a bad choice.
Bro.
I guess he did not realize that milk spoils in your stomach.
I was still trying to figure out, though, man. That dude had to be 30 feet away from Ricky when he shot him with that shotgun. Buckshot travel.
Say that, bro.
Buckshot travel.
Yeah,
the sawed off.
And he opened them up pretty good too.
Twice.
Yeah,
he opened them up real good.
Hold on. This was me and Tripp was having a back and forth the other day, and I think that all of us men. Hey, KB, are you married?
I am married, yes.
Oh, perfect. Right, okay, connect the dots. You got four married men.
Do me a favor. Me a favor.
What's up?
Drop the instrumental real quick, and let's do this one more time, and then ask that same question.
Hold on one second. Let me cue you up, brother. Hold on. All right. Oh, we doing a full introduction?
Yep.
Okay. Let's get it. All right, check this out. You're checking out Cuss University, the only place on the planet where you can get a free degree in common sense. Teach one, learn something. We all win. Yeah, I messed that up, but it's all good. I bring it back like cheese stacks. So I got my man D-Trip, I got my man KB, and I got my man TC. KB from Georgia, TC in Kansas, D-Trip in Houston, and I'm in Houston, and I'm your boy Cuts. Now check this out. I think because you have four married young black men on the phone that we can ask this question. I would think that we're all visual people, meaning that if you think about it, you start to visualize things in your head. And we were talking about a movie and how those movies impact your life. D-Trip and I last week were talking about a couple of things, and this is one of the things that we thought about. The movie, what's the name of the movie, D?
Which one?
Best Man. The Best Man.
Oh, the best man.
The best man.
Okay, let me explain the scene.
Okay.
All right. So KB, I know we've talked about this before, but one thing that we would talk about as far as whenever, you know, men are visible, and so since we're visible when it comes to, you know, especially with women, whenever we're, you know, whenever we have a conversation with them, it's, you know, we're just visible people. So one thing that stood out, we were talking about this. We said that we were talking about, let me put the conversation in context. We were just saying that how it was talking about threesomes and how some people would not participate in something like that, for the fact, or a man would participate in it if it's him and two other women, but he wouldn't participate in it to see that his wife is getting, you know, smashed by somebody else because we're visual people. And the movie, remember in The Best Man, the scene when he was sitting in the bathroom
reading Harper's book,
because he, right, when he was reading Harper's book and he could see,
he was visualizing, he Harper banging up his wife,
everything that he saw, and the room turned red because that joker was so hot.
Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah.
If you had found out years later that your best friend, who was the best man in your wedding, might have possibly knocked down the woman that you're about to marry, and you're going on with this thinking that you're the only one that had hit it up to that point, what would be your reaction? KB, go.
What would be my reaction? And this is what we're speaking of, my best man going into my wedding, correct?
This is
how we breaking it down?
Yes.
Oh, I probably would have got at his ass like damn Morris Chestnut.
you would have threw him off the building?
Yeah, no, because Morris Chestnut didn't throw him off the building. He was about to. The building. There's a difference. The black guy dies in this movie. Yeah.
So
I know me.
I've never met your wife, KB, but I'm pretty sure she must be a beautiful lady. So I've met D Tripp's wife. I know Kim personally. Mm-hmm. I know his wife personally. I know TC's wife. I know Anna personally. All beautiful mm-hmm. women. Now TC, mm-hmm. your reaction to that would be go.
Best man. So you know you was my best man. So I'm going to take you out of that equation. I'm going to take you out of that equation. I'm going to do you that favor. Keep you out.
Really, nigga?
I'm going to say, man, if it was Daniel, let's say it. No. You know what? It couldn't be Daniel because I would stone Daniel out just because of all past stuff that has happened. So let's say it was Dion. Right? So let's say it was Dion. If Dion did it, I would forgive him because it was during the time, if you're talking about the movie and the book, it was during the time where actually, Chris, it could have been my actual life story.
And
I'm playing ball.
Really?
I'm playing ball at Pitt State and you know, having a good time.
Tony was like Lance. Tony was like Lance. Just so y'all have a.
I basically was.
So this might get personal real quick.
What do you call him?
The Ebony Humper.
Real feelings. Okay, go ahead. Keep going, Tony. Keep going.
Yeah. So I would let it ride because I knew who I was during that time. And if I was dedicated to somebody, I know I wouldn't have been doing something like that. But if we're talking about the book, he was fooling around. He was doing a whole bunch of stuff. But me personally, I let it pass because that's in the past. And I was running around, fooling around, and I wasn't dedicated to anything.
Wow, bro. Nah. That's real.
You're a good man.
That's real.
You're a good man.
I got to give you applause for that one, man.
I'm $2 on shit.
No. So wait a minute before I ain't coming back to me. Trip, I gotta hear your answer, man.
I am a man of principles and morals. And what I mean by that is this, is that if you my man And you know, like, well, one thing that we all should know is that if you got a main lady, and that's your man, he should know that's your main lady. That means she's off limits, period.
But in the movie, things just happen. You know, the forehead kiss is powerful,
you still
bro.
Gotta think about those things. You've been in situations, I think we've all been in situations where we've been, you know, like we you know, like you've been around your man, you know that's your man. And if you know that's his main lady, we all know if you got a main lady, that's your main lady. That's she's off limits, period.
But you know, you East Coast dudes, man, y'all some grimy dudes, man. Y'all some grimy dudes.
Man, I believe in morals. There's a couple of principalities to it, Smokey. There's certain things you just cannot do. If that's your main, now, if that's just one of, you know, some joint that you wasn't, hey, man, you know, hey, I, you know, I'm bad, you know, so-and-so. I mean, well, that's a different story. And your man would understand that people like, well, hey man, you know, she just somebody not called, you know, she wasn't like your main, she wasn't a main, you know, like a main lady. She didn't have a designated position.
So
since she didn't have a designated position, then she's a team player. But if you got a point guard,
so that's community.
Then everybody know that's your point guard. You can't do anything.
Okay.
Like
may I intervene, please?
Yes. Please do.
I'll flow off what you said earlier. You said, well, you know, y'all was some grimy niggas. And I can tell you by all means, I was definitely grimy because I didn't give a fuck. Okay? I'm going to be real, real. And Tripp can tell you some stories. I didn't give a fuck about no female. So when I tell you now, when I told Tripp that I was getting married, I'm sure that Vegas opened up with all the odds. Okay, so along with that, I can tell you that nothing I smashed in college was marriage material. God sent me this woman because he knew.
Go ahead, Martin Luther Brown. Give it to him.
He knew them skeezers and hoes that I was grinding with it.
Now I know how old KB is. When you using skeezers and hoes, boy, oh, come on, man. All you gotta do is listen to the language. You know, I didn't even ask my man how old he was. I was trying to see if he was our age. He might be older, but now I know exactly how old he is. Oh my God, skeezers.
So with that, God knew they couldn't burn my name. And not bear my children? No.
Oh, man.
No.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, not them skeezers and hoes. No.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. I got another question.
What if you didn't answer it?
Hey, listen. I'm the moderator. I can change it up how I want.
No, sir. No, sir. This is a coexistence. So it's time for you to answer that, sir.
Hey, listen.
I was your best man, so don't throw me.
So, okay.
Before you answer this, you got to remember this too. So now, you two were in each other's weddings because you guys are siblings,
right? So, okay.
And me and Chris, you know, you and your wife, you came to my wedding,
right?
KB was actually in my wedding.
Oh, and so I did. I probably met you, KB.
And Tripp was in my wedding.
And I was in my
wedding. No, I would hate if so.
My brother, hey. you can go ahead. So now we've all been in each other's
wedding. I would hate for this to be one of these Alcoholics Anonymous meetings where you have to be truthful and walking your truth at all times, and somebody says, damn, Tripp, I never wanted to bring this up, but because we was talking about Usher knocking down his wife's bridesmaid at the wedding an hour before they got married. And I said, there's some grimy niggas out here, man. That's grimy. You knocked down, bridesmaid, the maid of honor. He knocked down the maid of honor an hour before the wedding.
I got another question.
Hold your question because I want to hear what your brother got to say to that, and then we'll go to your question. Make sure you don't forget it. We're not letting your ass off the hook. So, cuz, if this happened to you in the movie, and your best man, or someone that's your best man.
Okay, so it would have been.
What would you have done in that same situation?
Everybody on here except for KB knows Charlie Dawg, so it would have to be Charlie Dawg.
And that's something that Charlie Dawg would do.
Oh, man.
Now, see, I got to put this in context, because if he had got to her before I had got her, I couldn't be mad at that, because he had got to her just before I did. You know how we roll. It was like a wolf pack. We going out to hunt. It's time to eat. We coming back with food for everybody. What? So I'm saying to myself, if Charlie Dawg had did that, Charlie would have told me. He would have said, hey, man, I know her. Hey, man, just so you know, I had knocked that down. But if he had did it when the time we were dating, and then he never revealed it to me till the bachelor party, because everybody was at my bachelor party. Everybody had a good time at my bachelor party but me, because my wife's brother was there. So it's crazy. When I say everybody had a good time, everybody had a good time. And I'm sitting there like,
did he have a good time, the brother?
Yeah, and I'm like, this nigga gonna tell. you know what? I'm just on some OG MC8 shit. I just like to watch shit happen. Y'all go ahead, do y'all thing. So, in saying that, I think, I don't know, because I don't know how I would have reacted, because me and Charlie tight. Charlie's just another brother. So I don't know how that would have came off, because, yeah, we got a lot of history. Like I said, college was an experimental time. We did some crazy stuff in college with females. Let me put that in context.
Hey, good job, Chris.
So, because y'all, I know y'all was going to say some weird shit. I don't need no weird shit.
A round of applause,
man.
You had two vastly different experiences in college, dog. You had the black college experience, and then you went to Iowa, damn Wesleyan.
Now, check this out, T. I'm glad you brought that up. Because I went from all black university to all white university. D Trip went from an all white university to an all black university.
Damn.
Yep.
So I went to PV, Trip went to Alabama State. And I've been watching some videos on Alabama State marching band and the majorettes. And I'm saying to myself, Lord have mercy. I thought the Foxes was something. The Foxes ain't got shit on these damn stingettes. I'm like, dude, this is crazy. I'm like, I had to call Tripp at like 2 o'clock in the morning the other night. Like, hey, man, when the last time you checked out Alabama State? Because it was crazy. So Tony.
Before you transition, Tony, ask your question. Yeah.
Okay, my question was, it's really a two-part question. All right, so we was talking about like morally messed up stuff. So, like, do y'all still listen to R. Kelly? And if your friend does morally effed up shit, do you still fuck with him?
Hey, listen.
I'll start it off.
Let's go Chris first.
Cut's answer to that is, hell yeah, I still jam R. Kelly. Because Cookie Monster is the shit. And anybody that can make a 52-part song out of one beat and it's still jamming, you want to listen to it, and he got videos for it, I'm jamming. Honestly, R. Kelly is the greatest writer, entertainer of our time, period. And that's against Prince, Michael Jackson, and everybody. Because for somebody to be illiterate, can't read or write, and do what he did, yeah. Now, when we get to this personal side of R. Kelly with the chicks and stuff, I got to put that squarely on the parents. I'm putting that shit in the parents' lap. You feeding your kids to this predator? And I'm like, wait a minute. What? They 18. They young adults. Okay, at 18. In the state of Texas, you 17 to be consensual and to be considered an adult. In Iowa, it's 16. So in the state of Illinois, I'm pretty sure it's 16 or 17. So I'm not letting my kids go over there and hang out.
Let me stop you real quick. because you don't mean that. You don't mean it in that sense, because you kind of put all the women under one big umbrella.
Okay. Like, okay.
Some of them made their own decisions, and then others were basically children.
See, but they never revealed the ages of these people.
Man, if you hanging out, if you 30 years old and you still hanging out at the high school, and some of them chicks is getting in the car with you, then that's enough already said.
But D, but I said he's illiterate, so his functioning age range is that of an eighth grader.
Bullshit.
That ain't gonna work.
Okay, so time out. No. Okay, so you telling me if R. Kelly was your homeboy, you still kicking with him?
It's R. Kelly, man. It's R. Kelly, man. Oh man, dog, that's crazy. If your homeboy is a jack boy, meaning that he go and rob other people and rob other drug dealers, and he asks you for a ride one day, you gonna give him a ride? You ain't.
What? Why would you give this nigga a ride, bruh?
I'm just saying. Hey, man, can you take me to the store right quick? You gonna give him a ride. So the thing with R. Kelly.
If he needs to go to the store right quick, that means he can get there fast so he can walk. So I don't need to take nobody that's getting shot at and shit nowhere.
Repurpose the question. KB, did you play football?
I did not.
Never. Oh, okay, but you was on a track. You was involved with sports.
Correct.
Now, me, D-Trip, Tony, we all play football. We're in a locker room with about close to 99 other dudes at any given time.
Okay.
Somebody in that fucking room you with is gay. And one out of every 10, somebody in that group is going to be gay. It's like asking if you find out that your homeboy was gay, but he kept it on low to the point where you didn't even know. Then you found out through other means that your partner was gay, your boy was gay. Are you still going to be his homeboy?
Nah, that's not the same thing, because I didn't ask
you. That's two different things. You flipped it. No.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah. My bad.
I disagree with you, sir.
My bad. Oh, okay.
So you're trying to form it as you would hang out with R. Kelly then, huh?
It's R. Kelly, man. It's R. Kelly, bro. So I'm wrong. I got to get my... Hey, man. They got technology out here, man. You don't know if that was really R. Kelly, man. Nobody caught him in the act. Even the video, you couldn't tell.
Okay, true.
Hey, no, you know what, man? I think, well, first of all, do I still listen to R. Kelly? I do. I do still listen to him.
Your body's calling.
I may not search for the songs, but I don't necessarily turn it off when I'm listening to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because your body's calling me still as a banger song. Bro. I used to love that song.
Keep it on the down low?
That's one of my favorite songs.
Bro, you know if you came by the dorm room trip and you heard Keep It On The... Oh, you kept it on the down low? If it was down low on repeat in my room, somebody getting their brains banged up, man.
About half on the baby?
Half on the baby. Oh.
Come on. Hey, feeling on your booty.
You remind me of my car.
But Tony, what you were saying is, as far as he's a creep, if you know your man is a creep, Then we got to sever that relationship. I'll be honest with you. This is one thing that I've done recently. I'm real big on voting. So for those of you all that are listening, it's too late to register now. But if you didn't, then shame on you. But I'm real big on voting. And if you are a person and you tell me that you don't vote, or why don't you vote? Oh man, it don't make no damn difference. Then I told people to delete me on Facebook. And delete me in real life.
Damn.
Because I can't tolerate you if you can't vote. I mean, it's a moral obligation for somebody, especially a black male. And if you don't vote, then I can't kick it with you. So I will say, yes, I would get rid of a person on some moral stuff. That is correct. I wouldn't be around you.
Okay. Before I chime in, KB, you answer the question.
Hold on real quick. I didn't hear the question until because I was building
okay,
my
T, son. T, answer the, ask him the question again, T.
Okay. Do you still listen to R. Kelly? And if your friend was doing some morally effed up shit, would you still be kicking it with him?
All right, cool. All right. Yes, I still listen to R. Kelly. I do. I ain't gonna even lie. I do. But at the stage where I am in my life now, no, we couldn't kick it, because I have to also represent certain things to, I'm a father, I'm a husband, so I can't do that. I can't do that. Your choice is your choice. I don't wish no harm to you, but we can't rock it like that, because right. The way my mind is set up and with all the slimy things that I did, I wasn't looking for no little girl.
Okay.
And so mentally for me, I'm looking at you differently. And so
now wait, KB, you said you prefaced that by saying how grimy you used to be. And I think I used to be a grimy ass dude. So if for somebody else to say that, I know they done did some shit. So yeah, we'll come full circle back to that.
Not a problem. But I'm talking right. About in I cannot based on those things. Now here's the reality about me too. And Tripp can tell you that. Now, I'm choosy without a doubt, because I still fucks with some grimy dudes, but they family. But I keep them at arm's length though.
Right.
Yeah, they can't. I can't go back to the crib and they be like, "Yeah, man, about to roll up on these niggas." No, I'm like Trey. Nah, let me out.
Right. Oh, he pulling a Trey. He pulling a Trey. Let me out, though. Dope.
Yeah.
Let me out.
Look, I'm not about that life no more. You know what I'm saying? So without a doubt. And so you niggas, oh nigga, I thought you was down. Oh nigga, down ain't got nothing to do with it. Yeah, y'all enjoy that. So nigga, I'm telling you, prison ain't for me.
No.
hey, hold up.
If you jump me in, jump me out.
Hey, yeah. I had to tell a partner one time, I say, "Man, I'm taking you over here. You got anything on you?" He's like, "What you mean?" I say, "Because I don't want a situation if we happen to get stopped by the police. Because I'm going to say,
right.
You go tell them, or am I going to tell them? Because, hey, like you said, I ain't about that life. I'm about that family life. I'm not the dude from college no more. I'm the dude that's here."
It's a different level now, dude. And I myself, I'm not going to do that. When niggas like, "Hey, yeah, man, we about to kick it." Nah, homie, I got to get to the crib. Oh, man, nigga, I got to get to the crib.
Exactly.
I'm okay with that.
Right.
And if you my dude,
you understand?
You should be okay with it. You should be okay with it, too.
Exactly.
The realest dudes in my family were my cousins, man. And I remember being on the block, growing up on the block, and one day on another day, Tripp can tell you about the house that we got. Like I said, it's you cannot run up in there. When Tripp visit my home, I told this nigga, when you walk in this house, stay on the path. Don't steer away from the path. Stay on this board as you walk through this house, because there ain't nothing but darkness on both sides. If you fall off this board...
Hey man, it's like walking. I felt like I was walking the plank on a boat.
I said, if you thought, if listen,
it was wood with it was nails and all kinds of shit. I said, "Oh goddamn! If you fall over there, you might not ever make it out of here."
Bruh. I said, "Listen, don't fall to the left or to the right, because I said it ain't gonna end well for you, and I don't want to be explaining nobody dressed up in black eating chicken at your mama house." Okay,
so
you follow my instructions, because I'm a real dude, and these niggas I grew up with, we real. So I'm saying that because at the end of the day, I give them all homage, because when it was time for me to go to college, I was so nervous about leaving St. Louis. I was just like, "Man, I don't know nothing about nothing out there. I just want to stay and be cool, blah blah blah." Okay.
So you from St. Louis? Hey, man.
Right.
East Boogie?
St. Louis. Well, no. It's a different world there. So, different world. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I still go
so now, I kicked it in East Boogie. And Tripp can tell you, when we had my bachelor party, we was in East Boogie.
At the Pink Slip.
Oh, okay.
Without a doubt. So, but what I'm saying is, when my cousin came to me and say, "Listen, man, everybody know you straight. But this streets ain't for you." And he said, "My conscience wouldn't even deal with me if I didn't tell you to go to college, man." He said, You got the opportunity, and I couldn't sleep at night knowing I was part of that problem on why you didn't go to college and make it out of here. Because we're going to be here. And when he told me that, that registered with me for a lifetime, dude.
I can dig
that. And
so
Tripp can tell you. And so even so, when I got married, guess what? I still had one of my cousins in there. I still had one of my cousins in my wedding. And my wife had preface because she was just like, okay, can he clean up? I said, I'm going to make it clear to him what the expectations are because that's your day.
Yep.
And my nigga cleaned up very well and was and very and was very respectful and on point. So I say that where at the end of the day, the things that them niggas still do, that's on them. But when it comes to me and mine, I ain't going to prison for nobody. I'm not messing up what I got.
Yep.
Because if they want to still be about that life, I'm going to love them forever. But I can't rock with them to kind of get back to your question. So if you're doing that type of shit, no. I can't rock with you. It's like a double negative, y'all.
Yeah.
I may listen to your music, but I can't kick you with you like that. I can't bring you around the family.
I can dig that. I can dig that. Man, dog.
That's just real talk.
That's been crazy.
So music going. And after, hey, man, we got this after party. Like, nah, brother, I'm going home. Y'all go ahead and
play. Right. Right.
Man, right. I got too many single partners out there that's wishing they had a tenth of what a lot of us possess. So That's real. Man, this has probably been one of the realest episodes that's ever been done so far for Cuts University. And I know it was impromptu, and I know I called you guys on the spur of the moment just to get you involved. This was actually an experiment, but the experiment turned out perfect. So this cake came together incredibly well. So I really appreciate everybody that chimed in and everybody that's been on here. Tripp, TC, KB, Cuts. Yeah, it's been great, man. And we've been on here for about an hour and 12 minutes. Y'all know that?
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
That's like about 30 minutes.
Right. So, right. Hey, for everybody, check this out. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Cuts University podcast. The only place on the planet you can get a free degree in common sense. Teach something, learn something, we all win. I want to thank my man D Tripp. I want to thank my boy TC and my man KB. Four brothers doing their thing, talking about it, walking about it, and being about it. Love y'all. Peace. We out.